You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
I want y'all to hear the announcement when Sister Stephanie come up. Please abide by it. We don't have enough of service and help for somebody to hear and give it back. You know, when you hear the word of God and you don't stole something, you easy to set it down. I ain't hearing nobody. You know you stole it. You know you're a thief. I ain't trying to get up on nobody. You try to get like pops are begging for money. I ain't begging for no money. I'm blessed. You hear me? When I look at my pocketbook, $20 roll up there, that's just what I need. I ain't hearing nobody. I learned that if I serve him, I don't have to be a continued crook. And I've been one. I ain't hearing nobody. Ain't nobody been one but me and Sister Stephanie. We got room for improvement. I ain't hearing y'all. So, but come with me to Psalm 17. I'm not going to keep you long. I got to put this out here because the Lord wants to go along with what the woman of God has prophesied. And we done got two good preaching today. Amen. We don't be here this afternoon. And all. Some folks say, I'm glad. But you done got enough to last you. Because y'all know me, I'd be up in here till 10 o'clock. Y'all know I do it. Forget y'all. Y'all don't know where he brought me from. Run on now and tell your comfort house where them devils up in there. Oh, you hear me? I learn more, I give him more, he do for me. My God, my God. I don't care about y'all talking about me. Go on and talk and put me on Facebook, but I'm going to sue you when you put my name out there. I have people to check it for me. And if I think y'all talk about me, your lawyer, my lawyer going to come to you. Yeah, I'm going to come to you. I check it. Put me out there and I ain't told you. I'm going to be your worst enemy. And then we ain't going to Pharaoh and Pharaoh. I won't get what it worth to sue you. Y'all better be careful putting people's name out there. They're going to sue your tail. Now, if I ain't told you to take me out there, I got to use you as an example. I got to get some money. I ain't hitting nobody. Because you took my goods and shamed me. People mess you up when you shame them. All right, so don't do it. Because I done told you up front, I'm going to sue you. I meant it. I told KK with a happy hand, I'm going to sue you any money too. I'm going to still be your sister and brother-in-law. I'm going to sue y'all. So you better tell her don't do it. I mean what I say. I meant it. I told you better not put me out there unless I give you the okay. Somebody asked me to come to their church. I said, KK, you let me handle this. Don't you put me out there saying nothing I ain't say it. Now, I ain't playing. No, I don't. Because God required me to be truthful. I've been a liar too long. You too. Ain't no liar going to get in the kingdom. I don't care how dressed up you are. You're a liar going to hell. That right? Come on, let me hurry up and do this because there's some fire up in here. I don't want to go out when I bring the word. Sons always promote me, but I've just got crazy for Christ anyway. Y'all think I go home and have a pity party? Not me. I praise him because I ain't smart enough to know the difference. I'm so sad that you are. Amen. That's where I get down now. I get down. I ain't smart enough. He told me to bring this today, and I will bring it. Okay? Psalm 17. I want you to start at verse 7, go all the way down through it, and we're going to go home.
Verse 7.
Start at verse 7, 17 and 7.
So Psalm 17, starting at the 7th.
And I ain't talking about y'all. We're talking about what David wrote. Because folks get mad if you don't call their name. And if you call their name, they're going to open up their book and put some candles on you. But you can close it up because God going to get you. I ain't hear nobody. I want to give you a word. He will get you. He said, touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm. Some people don't think you what he said he, you is. Because I tell everybody, I've been a mess in you too. So you ain't got the room to get up on me. I ain't hitting nobody. Got some real claws, and if anything you want to know about me, my door open. If you thought I took your man, tell me about it, and I'll repent to you. So you won't go to hell. I ain't hearing nobody. That was then. It's now, now. I ain't doing that now. I ain't scared of Apostle Grant. I'm scared of hell. We better learn who we need to be scared of. I dare you to go get you another boyfriend. You don't have to wave that. I'm scared to go get me one myself. Amen? Don't think you happy holy like that. God's love deliverance like that. I know some of y'all ain't never had no boyfriend. Don't act cute on me today. Got some now, don't want you. Who? You get Jesus, you'll know they don't want you. They just been playing with you. That what happened to me. I'm trying to tell you what happened to me. The brother fooled me like he wanted me. And I was forced to get Jesus. I put on your Mary Kay and a medal when you're crying. You lose your nice wig when you get real. Oh, my God. That's enough. That's enough. Ooh, let me leave that. Lord, it's getting hot up in here. Get Jesus and you'll know he fooled you. You get to saying praise the Lord and get to spitting on him. And say, let me tell you about Jesus. He said, we ain't never been there for that. I looked at you as my good thing. I know you're a little slow up here. But you get Jesus. And he'll get gone. He'll get to stepping. You don't tell you something you don't know. Some of the old crooks, I'm telling you. Because an old fool going to be an old fool if you don't learn no better. Amen. I ain't getting no amen, women. Go on and open your mouth because you know it's in here. I was wired up and hurting women yesterday. Everything moved. I was messing with it. I said, the sister pastor wasn't here, and I just act a fool. Because she be praying, pastor, be kind of sophisticated. I get down. I had on me some boots and some, not skin tights, because I was too old to wear skin tight pants. But I had on me some pants. Some folks say you ain't saved if you got on pants. I want to try because I'm saved. Amen. You know they say women ain't supposed to wear breeches. That's them old veterans. Come on, Brother Imani. The folks ready to go home. They want to save their stuff. Mr. Shai is on priest up in here. And she wanted to drink some water. No, you ain't. That's what God will have it to do. Let me tell you one thing. When it comes to the things of God, I want to hear what God is saying. There's too many heroes thinking they own God people. Right. For a sign unto you, when you was young and you were really going through hell or high waters, you went to this person check and you asked me to go with you. And you told the lady something. And she said, you won't get your tail back up in here. That's the way religious folk do when they got people in control and bondage. But I know it was the truth because I knew the lady. I knew of the lady. I don't want to be guilty of thinking God people is my people. When you get there, you think you done got to be God. And ain't no seat up there for your tail. I ain't hearing nobody. Oh, you scared to let God be God with his people? Who told you they were yours? I ain't hearing nobody in the house. You don't have to say amen. I'm telling the truth. That's what's wrong with the body now. We think. And we don't know. That there's only one Savior. And his name is Jesus Christ. And don't get it skipping when you're looking at nobody else. Because they're going to have to stand for him for their own self. Believe me, it is the truth. He said, every knee going to bow and every tongue going to confess. By yourself. Not with your boo or no, well, who you think is all of that. Is it already we get it real? Because it's the straightening up place down here. And he want to bring us down where he can lift us up. And we won't be the one thought we had it and we missed him. You don't need to quote the scripture to him because he is the word. I ain't hearing nobody. That make us look like we done arrived and made it when we working in the 66 bunk. And you can't keep your dress down. I got a problem with that. You can't turn down any sin for engagement. I got a problem with that. I got a problem. Check in. And see where you're at. He said, I'm a holy God. And I require you to be holy. Don't say you can't do it. If you don't want him, you can't do it. But if you invite him in, you can do it. I bless him this morning. I can do all things through Christ. Who strengthened me? If he don't do it, you're going to mess up again and again. Run on home and lick your lover while I'm talking. But if it ain't in right standing, you're going to have to pay for the price. Of not believing that he is our coming Savior. Coming to get those who are willing to say, I stand right here and I declare you a healer. Everybody want to be healed, but they don't want to be delivered. When you get delivered, you can put your boyfriend down. When you get delivered, you stop lying. When you get delivered, you say, I know that he came in. I know he has done a work in me. I don't have no desire to tip over the John House. I don't have no desire to go back in my path. Oh, Jesus, look what you have done. Look at me. I am a representative of what he can do. It's okay if you're all messed up. Because if he had done something, you should have to have something that you can tell that the Lord has done for me. Yes, I had me a boyfriend checking in. I had more than one. Go on and point your finger at me. Some just ain't got it just like that. But I give him praise one day. I said, Savior, come in, rescue me. My God, if you don't do it, it can't be done. I bless him. You wonder why I praise him. You wonder why I don't care what folks say about me. You don't know what the Lord has brought me out of. Hallelujah. He's a healer, but you're going to have to want to be healed. He might not do it overnight, but he'll heal you from your nasty, junky mess, from the old flesh desire. I ain't healed nobody, but I give him praise because he'll rescue you. Don't care how nasty, I don't care how perverted, how jacked up you might be, and think you covered up, but nobody can cover sin from him. I bless him this morning. This old stinking religious spirit. It stinks in his nostril. You keep on playing like you can do it yourself. If you could, you would have. We can't do it ourselves. I ain't hear nobody. I don't care how young you is, how hot you make you think you is, how old you is, and you think you done got away, you still can't do it yourself. Because hell, I meet you. It ain't nothing you're going to do about it if you don't let him. There's some celebrities in hell. I ain't hear nobody. Don't play with it. Anybody can go to hell. But it's something else when you make up your mind. I don't want to be another one. My God, my God. And will you fix me? I ain't hear nobody. From the enemies that's around you. Cause some come with a smiling face. Some come been assigned to you. I ain't hear nobody. But oh Jesus, here I am. Needing you again. Hallelujah. Cause I'm concerned about my soul. We concerned about this outward appearance. We concerned about getting recognition. I ain't hear nobody. But I tell if a flea by me, I ain't hear nobody. Cause he already know. Can I get a witness? My God, let me get to the word. Cause we got to go home. And my God, and people feast off. I ain't got to go up there. You didn't have to come and hear this wide mouth lady. But it come a day when you will hear him. I ain't hear nobody. And you will be still. And you will know that it's him. You can't get out because you thought you could. Hallelujah. Oh, you get the beat down when folks say, you still over there that little bit of church? Well, and he done did some mighty big things at the little bit of church. If it ain't started with me, I need to shut my mouth up. Take that to your lovely enemies. My God, my God. Because, see, bigness doesn't mean you see it in the natural. I'm going to tap into the spiritual realm. And I want him to be my reason that I represent him. Folks get it mixed up, think you're bragging. Oh, when you're jealous, you think they're bragging. I ain't up here bragging, I'm up here telling the truth. Because when you tap in with him, when the enemy think he done got him one again, he step in. He'll allow you to be signed to the enemies. I ain't hear nobody up in here. To see, do you believe I'm greater than the enemy? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, Brother Money.
Psalm 17, starting at the 7th verse. Show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by the right hand, them which put their trust in thee, from those that rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. From the wicked that oppress me, from my deadly enemies, who compass me about. They are enclosed in their own fat. With their mouth they speak proudly. They have now compassed us in our steps. They have set their eyes bowing down to the earth. Like as a lion that is greedy of his prey, and as it were a young lion's lurking in secret places. Arise, O Lord, disappoint him, cast him down, deliver my soul from the wicked, which is thy sword. From men which are thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world, which have their portion in this life, and whose belly thou fillest with thy hid treasure. They are full of children and leave the rest of their substance to their babes. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness.
Amplified.
In the Amplified, show your marvelous loving kindness, O you who save by your right hand those who trust and take refuge in you from those who rise up against them. Keep and guard me as the pupil of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. From the wicked who despoil and oppress me, my deadly adversaries who surround me. They are enclosed in their own prosperity and have shut up their hearts to pity. With their mouths they make exorbitant claims and proudly and arrogantly speak. They track us down in each step we take.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Some of us say, that's my best friend. They love me. They just, all right. Okay, keep it rolling.
Now they surround us. They set their eyes to cast us to the ground. Like a lion greedy and eager to tear his prey, as a young lion lurking in hidden places. Arise, O Lord, confront and forestall them. Cast them down. Deliver my life from the wicked by your sword. For men by your hand, O Lord, for men of this world, these poor moths of the night, whose portion in life is idle and vain, Their bellies are filled with your hidden treasure, what you have stored up. Their children are satiated, and they leave the rest of their wealth to their babes. As for me, I will continue beholding your face in righteousness, rightness, justice, and right standing with you. I shall be fully satisfied when I awake to find myself beholding form and having sweet communion with you.
Today, I don't want to offend nobody. I want to talk about David, overwhelmed by his enemies. Regardless of how we hold fast to the word, somebody going to get a pissed off spirit, say, you tried to mess with me. But see, one thing, we better not be taking God's word so lightly and so unconcerning and unbelieving, because God done spoke many words to many people up in here. And I know some don't believe nothing he said. Don't care if it come in from a little dog, they still don't believe it. That's a spirit that has locked you in your own belief and challenged you with what you think and what you believe. There are some people can't come out of bondage because they locked in bondage. They don't know that. You don't have to try to get your enemy back. I ain't hear nobody. Folks and walk up here and you ain't done nothing to them. They all pissed off and mad, waiting to explode on you. I ain't hear nobody in the house. And the enemy got us so in locks and chains till we don't know how much weight we carry. That's why we can't get free. I ain't hear nobody. Because we going to hold down somebody that said something to me ain't of God. Well, God is being God. He can say anything he want to say. Why don't we open up our spirit, man, so he can make me better just in case somebody say they picking on me. But now we done got so touchy and so holy and so exempt. I heard my son said to me, the gift ain't for you, it's for other people. Well, where you going to line up and know you ain't all of that? So you mean to tell me you exempt for God sending you a word from just a simple person? I ain't hear nobody up in here. You got to wait down there to get with Benny Hinn. He ain't got time for you. If you just so happen to get in when it's served, you've been praying and fasting, them fell out 3 or 4 times, and he'll call you from your pulling on his spirit. And you go home out of all over, thousands of folk, he picked me, you old liar. Because you believe that he got the word for you. Oh, let me not mess with that. I broke my little notes down when I went by the folks and pissed them off. Here, David said, I'm looking for God to guide me through this transition through my enemies. See, the enemy will come and you think you all of that and they'll shut your tail down. You were speaking in tongue, and you still speaking in tongue, but ain't got no rhythm, ism. I ain't hear nobody. Tongues is a gift, so please somebody help me. But when the gift giver wants you to stay aboard on him, you got to keep on saying, make me better. Because I know I got some enemies on the loose. And I ain't going to tell you I've been so good. But I say, keep on lying them and mess with your stuff. I ain't hear nobody up in here. We afraid of the enemy, but we ain't afraid of the power. We afraid of the power of God, but we ain't afraid of the enemy. Because we go around and eat cheese and tell lies, have 5 or 6 faces, and know you don't like these people. I ain't hear nobody. Because you scared of them, they going to speak a word on you. If they ain't living right, let them go on and speak it. Well, God's word can come and get their tail. Right, amen. My mind. David prayed. But if you go up there in the first part of the room, and David went back to God. I trust in you. My God. I thank you for your healing and your deliverance. We don't want him to heal and deliver us. We just want to flow out like a butterfly. Butterfly only lasts for a little while. They don't last all the time. Can I get somebody to help me in here? And began to say, so what? You allowed me to be put in a horrible pit. And some people been in one and they've been looking that God done brought them out and you straight. No, another one will come if you don't trust him. Sickness will come on. And it'll overtake you. I ain't hearing nobody. You know, we want to be deep and secret when we got something going on in our body. If the baby can pray for me, get it going. It'll be about a better prayer if you go out for some of these devils to pray for you. Baby, lay your hands on me. You ain't got no ism and schism in you. Lay your hands on me and say, let her die. No, keep your hands off me. Is it all right if I keep it real? Oh, my God, and he'll be here. His loving kindness. His loving kindness. He has released to all of us. And we'll lie, crook, steal, do anything. But his loving kindness still been there providing for you and I. And we get to talking about we've been good. Your thinking ain't good. Till you repent and say, God, forgive me. Because you can get some junk in your spirit that somebody done dropped up in there. And you just as junky as you started. Anybody know what I'm talking about? No, I don't want to hear no negativity. Because that's why I got to straighten it up now. I've been a partaker of junk, but he's been loving me all along when I was out there in bush company. That means sinning big time. Doing what you want to do when you want to do it. And how long you want to do it, I ain't the only one up in here over there. But he allowed his loving kindness to wait on there only if you don't do nothing but try to get you something prostitute style. I try to put it in the microwave, but he's still there waiting on you and I, that he will allow us to know how much he care about me and you. I ain't doing this because I've been good, but he find out that he can entrust me with his good, and I keep on telling him thank you, because I want to be the apple of his eye. It's all right if you got some in your eye that it ain't genuine and real, because the enemy gonna charge you whether you're wrong or right. But I say, oh Jesus, my Savior, I know you love me for all the mess I've done. You still point out your blessing, you still making a way over and over for me again and again. Can't nobody tell me you don't love me. I bless your name. When I get weary, I call on you. I say I want to be at the apple of your eye, that you will be pleased in who I am now. Not for where I was, but for right now. Thank you, healer, because I want the healing to continue in me. I want the deliverer to come and overtake me. Forget about what folks say about you, because some long as they got a mouth, they're going to talk about you. So go on and talk. Why bend my knee? Why tell God, thank you for saving me? Keep on saving me, because if I stop, the enemy will take me from my safe place. Thank you, Lord. Many vines gonna come. They gonna try to entangle you. But all praise will bring you out again. A praise will loosen you up. A praise will motivate you. A praise will get down in your blood. A praise will make you praise him when you don't feel like it. A praise with tears coming out of you.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.